It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Delirious. Absolutely deliriously happy.
The crows, they got chocolate-covered orange wedges. The juice just dribbles down your chin.
Yeah.
The actual fruit is covered with that thick, dark chocolate. You know?
Oh, boy. How'd you write this stuff one of them in a donut?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show! It is BYOB Friday. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. We're going to play the game here, and I'm not going to throw Mr. Liddell under the bus because he could kick my ass, but that's going to be a great fight that Affliction's having for pay-per-view on Saturday, isn't it?
It's one of the best lineups ever.
Pretty astonishing.
For a mixed martial arts pay-per-view.
You know, I would, you know, I love getting stuff for free, but I'd almost pay for that.
Almost.
Oh, almost.
Bargaining twice the price.
Beth Ann informs me that we're having a little problem communicating with Mr. Liddell's people. You know, when was the day when boxers would just come in here and visit for a while?
You know, it really is. If we had him on the phone, we'd have trouble communicating with him.
And I know a lot of people are going to say, he's not a boxer, Mike. He's an ultimate fighter.
He's a pugilist,
he's
Mike.
A mixed martial arts artist art thing. All right, we're here. Let me see if I've got him. I'm going to try this right now. Going to go through the room, see if I've committed to memory. I'll enjoy yourself, CK, with Mackenzie sitting in your lap. We're going to go right through the room. And incidentally, you know, as far as if we're doing demographically, she's picked the right guy to sit with.
Sure.
Because that's his trick, if you know what I mean. We're going to go
through. We obviously have a different view than I do.
Mackenzie, Kaz. We have Kristen, who has just arrived.
Welcome, Kristen.
Yay.
We have Megan. We have Janae. We have Nick, and we have our latest and newest buzz babe, Jesse. Did I get the names all right?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
You know, I swear to God, I can't remember what flight I took from Portland, Maine, but I swear to God, I know this.
You've got this down.
Now, when we took a break there, Rob, you've got the sound effects of the cocktail party.
Yes.
Yes, Nick, go ahead and adjust while I'm trying to concentrate on a radio show.
It's a nice necklace.
Oh, that is so difficult.
Oh, dear. Oh,
that is a very nice necklace.
I'm a huge fan of Nick's dress today. I don't know why, but I just am.
They're real and they're spectacular, Mike.
They are. Hallelujah. Welcome back. All right. Good night, everybody. That's the show. Good night. Thank you very much.
We're done here.
All right. We're going to play this game. What's it called again, CK?
Never Have I Ever.
And the way this works is the first person that starts brings up something that they've done.
That they've never done.
That they've never done.
Mm-hmm. Something they've never done.
Right.
That they think maybe someone else in the room might have done.
Now, I have to warn everybody in the room, because we're going to obviously play this. The first round, we're going to play just in this room. And then perhaps in our next segment, we can involve the listeners in it a little bit.
I think we definitely should.
And I'll urge the listeners, because they'll come up with things they've never done.
Yes.
To get the party going
like
a little
sure.
bit. If we, you know, because we're only, how many are we, 30 or something?
About,
15?
About 30 of us.
All right, so 877. I'm trying real hard.
We
right
have 11
now.
People in the room.
877-365-3636. Uh-huh. You can call and play What I've Never Done.
Never Have I Ever.
Never Have I Ever.
Thank you very much.
2008.
How come I remembered all the Buzz Babes' names?
You remembered the important thing.
Right?
Mike,
exactly.
We've got some tickling going on over here. I don't
tickling?
Know if you're aware.
Oh, dear. Kaz and Mackenzie seem to be playing with one another right now.
That's a good game, too.
So much,
I mean,
yes.
I mean, there's any good game we could play.
We could have
there's
a whole no segment where it. The Buzz Babes just tickle each other.
That's true.
Maybe on Party at the Eights we have a little bit of a tickle segment.
A tickle segment. Yeah, that's perfect. A good idea.
Called Tickle Your Fancy.
Okay, here's how it works. Never Have I Ever. We're going to start. Who wants to start on Never Have I Ever? I'll go around the room. See, nobody wants to
I
start.
I think Nick should start.
We're going to start with Kristen. Kristen, I saw your hand first, and then it goes clockwise, left to right. That's the way we work.
Wait.
Let yes, Mackenzie, what?
Let me clear this up real quick.
What?
We drink if I had never done it,
no,
or if
you drink
we did
if you
the
have
thing
done
that, she
it.
Lists, that she said.
If she drinks, yes. If
both.
If you have
you
done
can
it.
Drink, okay.
Let me put it this way.
And if you're the only person who has done it,
I will indulge
the story.
You drink no matter what. Just drink.
So you drink if you haven't done it.
Have done it.
Yes.
Okay. If you have done it.
If you have done it.
Okay, so, and Kristen's going to start with uh-huh. Never Have I Ever.
All right, very good.
And remember, this is a family show, so whatever you're going to say, you know, letters
word
and
carefully.
And lovely. Right. You know how that game works. We've done this for a while.
We'll start PC and Never Have I Ever Kissed a Girl.
All right, so I can't.
If we haven't?
Now, Nick is drinking.
And Mike, you're drinking. Because you've
drinking.
Drink. I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny that all the girls are.
Now, Kristen, you played this game before. You were excited about this game. That's how you start. You start at a low level. Is that what happens?
That's what I like to do because I obviously have never kissed a girl. So
that's a shame.
Okay.
Mike, isn't that a shame? Shouldn't she probably kiss a girl today?
So
the next time we play this,
next
she can
time
drink.
We play, you know, and I think.
Wait, who hasn't kissed a girl? Because I will gladly volunteer.
McKetzie, Kristen said she has never kissed a girl.
Never? I will gladly volunteer.
Kristen, there is an offer on the table right now. Well, this is the way the game works. McKetzie has offered to give you your first female kiss on the lips. Will you accept the challenge?
Happily.
Happily! McKetzie, over to Kristen, please.
We have done.
Thank you. Janae's got her camera. My God, the camera.
On the microphone, ladies. On the microphone.
On the mic. On the mic. Here we go. All right, here we go. And.
Give her a little tongue.
Wow.
Mike, very nice.
We have done some good here today.
I'm a little turned on.
Very, very exciting.
Who's your favorite program director?
Oh, you are. Oh, thank you. I'll say it. I don't care. You know,
that means round one has an asterisk because now she has kissed a girl, so the whole round has to be thrown out.
Rob, Rob, I'm going to give you a shot of vodka in a second. I swear. You look so angry right then. I want to give you the look. This,
just
I know
joke.
You're not, but this,
just
I know
joke.
It's a joke. But you're looking at me. We have to do this. That was so funny. Rob is scowling at me going, that means technically that we, you know what? You're a good man, Rob, because I know you wish you were joining in the party here.
More than you know.
Let's go to Megan. Megan is, what is it?
Never have I ever.
Never have I ever.
Rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it, Mike?
Yes, it does, Rob.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Rob.
Never have I ever had a threesome.
Okay.
Oh, really, I just tried
Mike?
To drink, but I
wow,
haven't.
Mike, you're thirsty.
Well, darn.
Don't point these things out.
Wait, I have a question. I have a question. Is it a threesome with two girls or a threesome?
Doesn't matter.
I think it doesn't
however
matter.
Like
okay,
all right.
But
please.
What was yours?
The question.
Oh, mine was with two other girls. So
you're
I was just
too
wondering.
Young for that.
That's what you think.
Oh, but my
wow.
You only say that because you don't know any better.
I know. Thank you very much.
Ouch.
I'm not here to pass judgment. Judge not lest he be judged.
That's right.
All right. So, is it my turn?
I think it is.
Hmm. Let's see. Ah, okay. Here we go. Never have I ever joined the Mile High Club.
Oh, my God.
I can't drink.
Now, Nick is drinking.
Nick is drinking.
Kristen is
Kristen
drinking.
Is drinking.
And Janae. Are you drinking? Oh! Janae
right.
is drinking.
All right.
Wow.
Now we're getting somewhere.
All right, let's get the microphone over to Janae here for the next round. Mm-hmm. So, Kristen, Janae, and Nick have all been. Now, you only have to explain if you're the only one that's drinking, right?
That's right. Yeah, so.
Well, hold on a second. That's not going to work
but
on this show.
You can explain
give,
if you'd like.
Give Kristen the microphone. Any explanation if you'd like to give it to
I'd
us,
love
please?
To hear this.
Details, details.
Let's say a long, long airport stay was really frustrating. Mm-hmm. Got into the airplane.
Right.
5 minutes after seatbelts off.
Mm-hmm.
Seatbelts were definitely off.
And that's what, and one thing led to another?
No, it was my, I needed it, wanted it, and made it happen.
And were you traveling with
it.
Somebody?
Yes. Okay. I was with, okay. I was with my boy. And,
boy.
That was great.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, that explains it.
You know what? I'm going to bring one guest in. They don't have to talk. The most babes are enough.
And yet another reason to say no thank you when they offer you a blanket.
I see you're offering that, Rob. That's good. Thank you, Rob, for that participation. Janae, would you like to share at all? You were the second of three to drink during that.
Let's see. Never have I ever.
No. I'm
no.
talking
oh,
about your.
No,
before
no,
you do.
Sweetie.
I'm talking about
oh,
before
okay.
you do that. You drank with the three. The Mile
the
High,
High Club.
Club.
Yeah,
just,
I haven't got to experience that.
Oh, you haven't. No, you. Then you shouldn't have drank.
Oh,
that's
how the game works.
That was default. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I made the same mistake. I made the same. Nick, but you. So now that's only two.
I'm only going to say two things: champagne and first class.
Wow. That's two. All right, now we move it on to Janae, and now, never
now.
Have I ever. Here we go.
Here we go.
Never have I ever had a foursome.
All right.
Buzz, haven't you?
Oh, you little whore. You little slut.
McKetzie and
oh,
Buzz.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
McKetzie with McKetzie
and Kristen.
And
no, no, she was just thirsty.
CK, you're just drinking, right?
You have to be careful with your drink.
Right. Let me warn everybody.
McKetzie said yes.
Let me warn everybody. When we're playing this game, we have to be a little bit careful.
Yes.
Because, you know, just hold off on taking a pull out of the beer before McKetzie.
I needed a drink after that.
Oh, my God.
McKetzie. Oh, McKetzie, your mother listens to this show.
That's how was
okay.
it?
She doesn't care.
She doesn't care.
Janae asked a legitimate question.
Go ahead.
How was it?
How was it?
It was actually quite fabulous.
Yeah.
I know
what people are dying to know. Can we give the list of men to women? I mean, what are we?
Oh, no, it was all women. We were all very, very
holy
curious.
Mackerel.
I don't think
and
I'm the only gay buzz.
Sure.
I'm starting to think.
Mackenzie walks a fine line.
Oh, no.
I think Mackenzie's got lesbian in her.
I was a little bit younger. I was a little bit younger.
Well, at least she did.
We were a little bit curious.
Sure.
And
four women together?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
How it's in our DNA.
How young were you exactly?
No, this is my thing. Not on my show. You son of a bitch. Not on my show.
Mike,
he said please. No,
I mean,
not going to happen. I don't want an age given. I am the father of two daughters. I'll kick your ass.
Can she write it down?
I don't care if that. Yes, she can write it down for you personally.
Rob, a pen, please.
That's what's going to do it for him, you bastard. I swear to God, that pisses me off. As a father of two daughters. Look at how excited he's all getting.
We were all very curious together, and we weren't sure how we felt, but, you know, we had a few, you know, drinks of orange juice.
Okay, I understand.
And it went from there. I'm not even joking.
I know you're not joking. I know, and now you're writing the age down, and for some reason CK is getting very excited with that.
Okay.
That's just about old enough.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. You take that to your morning show, mister. Hey, would you like to involve a listener in this right now?
It was two digits, just so you know.
Let's go to the phones, and we'll get somebody else to play the game before we move on.
What could possibly go wrong?
This could go very wrong. This could explode right now. But how about we go to Darnstown? Would you like to go to Darnstown?
Darnstown!
You know, this is Mike from Darnstown. Mike, I'll be honest with you. We don't get a lot of calls from Darnstown, Maryland. What's going on?
There's not a lot of phones in Darnstown.
I'm actually just driving through there, so that's where I'm saying I am.
Okay, you know how we play the game, right?
Yes.
Do you want to offer a suggestion?
Yes. Here's never have I...
Oh, your phone dropped. Are you getting an effing phone call right now, you son of a bitch?
No. Never have I ever gazed at Beth Ann McBride and had impure thoughts.
That's not a real one.
Awful.
Yeah, I mean, really, driving through Darnstown.
And I think we all have to drink now.
Hope you drive off a cliff. Should we try one more with the listeners?
The first one went so well, why not?
Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, do you have a Never Have I Ever for us?
Oh, I do, and it's a sexy one.
All right.
And
my God.
Go suck yourself.
More exciting, please.
Well, you know what it is? I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Lame.
It's Friday,
lonely.
And he's lonely. That's the way it works. We'll try one more caller here. Jamie Rochester, do you have a Never Have I Ever for us? And really, let us have fun here.
You there?
Yes.
Yes.
Never have I ever had sex in a dressing room at a department store.
Very good. We'll start with Nick.
I don't get to drink.
Does Victoria's
Kristen
Secret
is drinking. Megan is drinking.
Shocker of all shockers.
Victoria's Secret counts.
Mackenzie drank.
I thought that's what the dressing room was for.
All right, let me count now. We have Mackenzie drank. Kaz, did you drink? No. Kristen, you drank. Megan, you drank.
Oh my
gosh. Janae, did you?
Yes.
Janae drank,
yes.
And Nick drank. Jesse did not drink.
No, okay. I did not drink either. No company at Rochester Big and Tall.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Wow. This is amazing.
Where do you start?
Can I ask a question?
I'm starting to feel like I'm starting to feel like I should be like in a monastery.
Any of you guys with each other in the dressing room? Just playing the odds here.
Oh, we had a wink. I saw Megan's wink at Mackenzie. Was it you two? Isn't it different for girls, though?
I don't know, Mike. Do you want to go shopping this weekend?
In a delightful way.
I'm going to drink.
We have to. Yes, we have to. And, Jesse, we're not going to explain it to you either. That did not make the
air. I'll say this. It had nothing to do with SpongeBob SquarePants. Nothing at all.
Oh,
was that either a man or a woman, Nick, just out of curiosity?
Oh, for me?
No, I mean, you.
Oh,
you know, you.
I was like, I haven't done it. No.
You haven't done it either.
Okay.
All right. It could have been either or, honestly.
Yes. Okay. So we need something a little bit tamer.
CK.
No,
what?
Something clean that you. I mean, you can't really go in that much.
Well, it would almost have to be clean.
Well, I think in most cases, if that's done, it should be clean.
And certainly afterwards.
I mean, I said
exactly.
Starfish. I mean, that's
that's it. Stop.
No
stop
repeating.
Trouble.
Yes, we know Nick.
All right. Yes. Let's move on to Jesse, shall we? Thank you. Jesse is our newest buzz babe. Never have I ever.
A little cleaner. I'll make it a little
can
cleaner.
Can I? Hey, is that okay if I say what you do with the with that? Can
yeah,
I say what you?
Absolutely.
Jesse is a hair model, which I have never met a hair model
neat.
Before. Because I she's yeah. got her hair very close cropped, and she's beautiful. And I said,
you
know, what
Thank
do you do for that? And she said, I'm a hair model. Oh. And so that particular style you have, was that difficult? Because you've got it so short right now.
Yeah, it's
you've had it a lot longer before.
I've had it a lot longer, but the past like 2 or 3 years, it's just gotten progressively shorter. And this is the shortest.
As they kind of modify it for that
exactly.
and all that.
Exactly.
You have to be very thin to have the short haircuts, right? For a hair modeling,
I
right?
I guess so.
But you know, you yeah.
during the next commercial,
it's all about the bone structure.
She should talk to Chris. He's also a hair model.
Mike just spit his beer.
Will you hand this to Mr. O'Mara, please.
Here you go, Mike.
I'm sorry, TK.
Rob, remember you have to be thin to have short hair. Though.
That's true.
Rob,
you're
Rob,
halfway there.
Yes. See, here's the deal. Rob makes me laugh. Yes. That's why you know we get along. But the fact is, Rob caught me by surprise because I've had a few green bottles.
How's that?
Mr. Kinert is also a hair model. You do not like it when he makes those jokes. That also is what makes me laugh even more.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Everything's fine,
it's
Regis.
Fine. It's fine. I have a 33 waist. It's okay.
There it is. That's true.
And
okay.
that's the counterpunch that he always gives you.
Know, right. And I've got a 33 neck.
All right. Never have I ever.
Okay,
we got time for one more round of this. And let's see what Jesse has to offer here.
This one goes out to the ladies only.
Oh, Mike, you're excused.
Oh, very good. Ladies only. All right. But that means I'll just drink away over here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So never have I ever slept with two guys in the same day.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the same day.
Same day. It doesn't have to be the same time.
Neither
but
have
same
I.
Same day.
McKetzie.
Oh, how did I know?
McKetzie is the bad girl of the bunch here. My God.
Was Chad or Oscar first?
we
do not judge.
McKetzie be the only one?
Apparently so.
It's time to explain yourself, McKetzie.
No,
I know these ladies are all kind of now looking at you with a little bit of a gaze there.
Okay.
And I know CK is also
really
saying to himself, I've got the right woman in my lap right now.
This was a couple years ago. I'm really hoping.
And sure. she's 20, by the way. So it was a couple years ago, Mike.
Oh, my God.
But,
That's why she's drinking Sunkist soda.
She
takes a pull out of Sunkist soda as she tells her story.
They were brothers.
Oh, no.
And
like blood brothers or like fraternity brothers?
Were they twins?
Like blood brothers. Uh-huh. One was like a year younger than the other.
Right.
And
otherwise, they'd be twins.
I was interested in one of them, and things got out of hand, and then I was interested in the other.
One thing led to another.
Got out of hand all... I really...
Hold on, let me hear Kaz. What did you say, Kaz?
I said she had sex with the first guy. Oh, I'm interested in the other guy now.
How did that work? So
okay,
you're... wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to ask some questions here. Everybody quiet down.
She's going to get ADDVD.
This is mano-a-mano here, all right? Let me ask you, all right? One question at a time. You're dating a brother. Or you're going out with a brother, or a brother's a boyfriend.
Yeah.
No boyfriend.
Right.
No boyfriend.
You met him on the subway. What the hell? I mean, did we have a relationship with one of the brothers?
I didn't think it was a relationship. Maybe they did, but that's the delusion they were living.
Well, the point is that they were brothers.
No,
you know, that's kind of
the answer is no. And then I met the other brother who was like a whole lot cuter. He was like way high. He looked like some kind of like Abercrombie and Fitch model. I mean, like, is it really
so
my
fault
that he's so hot that I wanted to, you know, do
so
it?
He was so it's hot that even after having this relationship with the earlier brother, you choose to bang the other brother.
I'm worried because Ketsy knows both.
That wasn't my thank you. That wasn't my problem.
My God.
It seems
it
to me, Mike.
Yes, Rob.
The older brother was guilty.
Guilty of being hot.
Yes.
Wow. And now we all just sort of, it gets kind of quiet.
Brother
we all digest
number
it.
A was cute. And so, you know, things happen. And brother number B, or brother number two, whatever.
CK, give McKetzie the headphones for a second here, okay?
Brother number two was indescribably
Did you blow out Naughty? Did you get rid of Naughty? You're
I don't
a naughty little.
I think I probably did.
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
Well, Surge NAU.
All right, hold
Fine.
On a second. Hold on. Wait.
Everybody right. quiet. Right. We're making comedy here.
Right. It's not worth it.
It's baking.
Now hit enter.
All right. Okay. All right, for McKetzie, even though you're not a boy, here we go.
You are a naughty little boy.
That was her. Oh, we have to take a break? What happened to effing Chuck Liddell? Did any has anyone even given you the courtesy?
Effing Chuck Liddell, that's on my Mackenzie's.
Of telling you why
to do list.
Why he stiffed us.
They don't know where he is. Where he's supposed to be, he's not there.
Bring
right
me next. I'll come up. I'll give that. I'm going to do a flip. We're going to do. This will be the Affliction show. And see in the meantime if I can get somebody on from Affliction. I would love to talk. I'll talk to anybody from Affliction in the last hour of this show.
Trust me, Katzi, I'm your friend. My brother's your friend.
We'll be right back. Your friend. Another round. Your phone calls 877-365-3636. Our final buzz of the day. Also, what? When we come back on the we're going to do it. Mike O'Mara's show coming up next.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.